Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the 2000s. Well, not the 2000s, but apparently we done with the 90s. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to Bob, Sean Love. Shout out to Shouting Out. Championship Ringside is back. 2000s baby Blizzy Blaze here alongside
King. And I've been done with the 90s. The 90s ain't shit. The only thing the 90s got going for them is late 97 wrestling and cartoons. And that's it. Everything else, get the fuck out of here.
I was a Cash Money fan.
So. They did go for the 99 and the 2000.
Yeah. So you got to give me that last year at least, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 98 they had it on lock, 400 degrees.
All right, let's get straight to it because we, you know, this lunchtime episode.
I'm at work.
Yeah, subscribe to the channel, Akeem at work and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what happens when subscribe. You know, we got to squeeze this.
I'm at work. I deprived my wife of seeing me for an hour, so I'm ordering food while podcast. Subscribe, damn it.
Let's be clear. The basketball world is slow right now. Shit started to cook up. Motherfuckers trying to be slick in the Western Conference, trying to peep out what seed they want. I see what's going on right now. Like, you know, Pelicans catching fire. I fuck with that. Anyway, let's start from the G League. Isaiah Thomas dropped 35, and I think his first game back or some shit. Some was like, you know, why you ain't give up after all this time? Because apparently 35. I ain't think he was that old, but, you know, he 35, and, you know, motherfucker, like, say it again. You know, they were like, why he ain't give up by now? He was like, you know, his kids, you know, because his kids, he want to keep, you know, show his kids that, you know, keep pushing no matter what your dream is. Don't give up. Whoop-de-whoop. You know, the typical dad shit. Fuck all that. I'm all for being a good parent, so I'm not worrying about that part. Let's talk about the real nigga side of it. Do he deserve to be in the NBA?
I feel like he do, because he could still get buckets. Like, if you give Isaiah Thomas a couple minutes off the bench and just get buckets, don't worry about nothing but getting buckets, he could get you buckets. Like, I'm pretty sure,
I feel like we're talking about Jalen Brunson, but keep going, my bad.
Hey. And I know IT in his best days was an MVP candidate. 29 a game. That was his best season. And
oh shit. I was about to say Gabby pulled up on
hey, yeah. You heard that? Damn, that's crazy.
Hey, look. I'm hoping Magneto wasn't around. Like, oh shit. We didn't even get to the 90s part. Magneto pull up. Like, oh. You know, Wolverine destructive. You already know he was going to pull up and fuck some shit up. Like, man, I had to look out for the house, you know? Then I don't know if motherfuckers around my hood, mutants either. You know, they probably wild out one day. You never know. You know? All right, well, while he doing that, Isaiah Thomas deserves to be in the NBA. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not sure who he helps out. We can say he could put buckets on a team, he could add buckets to a team, but what team really need Isaiah Thomas? If we go down a championship squad, like if we go through Denver, do they really need somebody who gonna get buckets? Not really. Philly don't need it no more. Milwaukee don't need it. Boston don't need it. Dallas don't need it. I mean, maybe Minnesota, but the only reason we sit probably will say Minnesota because of Carl and the Towns injury and they're young. OKC don't need it. Clippers don't need it. He had no star power either. So by him not having no star power, it's not like Allen Iverson training in the gym. He in the G League dropping 35. At least, like, you know, Allen Iverson will be shit these days. And yeah, I'm saying that he wouldn't be shit these days. Like, stop. Let's be serious. But yeah, it's Allen Iverson. It's Allen fucking Iverson. Like, even I pay one ticket to go see him. You know, get the Braves. Maybe hit a little mid range. You know, for old time's sake. What you gonna see Isaiah Thomas for? If, especially not helping our championship team. But honestly, more power to him. I hope he do make it to the NBA. If I'm being real, like, you know, hey, look, the fucking
I know my phone was a little out of whack. When you was naming teams. But so, like, did you name all like the top teams?
Like the top four in each conference. I think I didn't name I didn't name Cleveland. But if you want to say Cleveland, that's fine. But I don't think he helped Cleveland over the hump. That's what I'm saying. I just thought about who he can go to. But what you about to say?
I can't even think. Like, as far as the top teams, I don't really know. Maybe Denver?
Denver, they don't need him. Joaquin fixing that up. He was mentioning Denver. I'm not sure they need Denver, if I'm being honest with you. The two teams I think he can go to, the two teams that got eliminated from the playoffs today or yesterday, something like that. And that's the Detroit Pistons, because apparently Cade Cunningham, he ain't worth nothing apparently. So there you go. You can put Isaiah Thomas on that team. He can at least bring some type of spark to him. And if Jordan Poole not going to do nothing in D.C., at least Isaiah Thomas could bring some type of flavor to DC, because, you know, that's pretty much it. Shout out to Isaiah Thomas. I mean, I hope he do get a job. I mean, you know what? He could bring like a little pizzazz to like Charlotte. I will say San Antonio, but if you know how I feel about San Antonio, they plotting on to get LeBron and Bronny. So I don't see where San Antonio, he gonna fit in San Antonio plans, but. Maybe just those two teams. You back?
Yeah, man. I'm back. I was saying Denver. I think Denver could use them.
Yeah, see, I was responding to you. Must didn't hear me. But do they really need them?
I think they could use a little boost off the bench.
I named four teams while you was fixing your shit. I said Detroit, they can use them. Just, you know, honestly, that's just to give Isaiah Thomas a job, from being real with you.
Right.
Washington, he already played for Washington before. Jordan Poole looking crazy out there. So at least Washington got something to cheer for. Because I don't know what the fuck Kuzma been up. Well, Kuzma been balling. But still, at least he can add to them off their bench. Because they we don't know what the fuck going on in Washington. And then Charlotte, he can play backup for LaMelo. That'd probably be a decent little entertaining little thing going on. I said San Antonio, but you already know they plotting on getting Bronny and Bron, so that ain't popping.
Atlanta could use them. Trae Young out for the year, most likely.
Yeah, they probably for the rest of the year. I mean, yeah. But as far as championship contender teams, I don't see why it helps out.
Yeah, that's going to be tough, because a lot of teams already got scoring guards. I mean, scoring guards really a dime a dozen in today's NBA. You can't say that in the 90s, you know?
Speaking of the 90s, let's get straight to it, because we got to kill this topic for you. All right. So, new trend going around on social media. Somehow, some way, Keem didn't fucking see it. It's crazy. It's even on YouTube and TV shows talking about it. We done with the 90s. So I can't lie to you, I don't follow it that much because I find it kind of stupid, but let's just go through it. So what's going on is they uploading old 90s games and showing how Jordan was dribbling with one hand. He ain't have no bag. He ain't go with his left. Then I seen another video when they was talking about how Magic Johnson was slow, Dominique was slow, they didn't play good defense back then. Pretty much 90s basketball is trash. Okay. I guess we'll start with the reaction to that. Where you stand at on that?
I'm tired of these fucking, are they millennials? I don't even know what to call them. These young dumb motherfuckers.
Nah, I thought we was millennials. I don't know.
All right. Well, whatever the fuck they are, pulling up lowlights of a bad game and then be like, Michael Jordan don't have a bag. You said Michael Jordan don't have a bag? I hate Jordan. And I'm not about to hit on this man. Great. You gonna say Jordan didn't have a bag? The man got the greatest layup package ever. And you say, yeah, he didn't have the handles. They wasn't doing all that shit back then. But Jordan still had handles to where he got ripped one time that we know about, and that was against Orlando. I've never seen Jordan get ripped. Even the dude on the Last Dance documentary was like, man, I ain't never saw nobody take Jordan rock. And I've never seen Jordan get ripped up
or
like get ripped or whatever like that. Like, that's just stupid,
bro. I don't get it either. I guess maybe it's a like to say LeBron better than Jordan thing, but this is the part I don't understand about whoever doing this shit. Do they realize today's basketball was inspired a part of that is Jordan? Like a part of LeBron a big part of LeBron game is Jordan. Like it might not be copied from Jordan. You can say LeBron copied Magic or whatever. Bullshit. He watched Jordan. He took some of the moves too. Like it's such a trickle down effect. And then attention, Jordan players. I mean, Jordan fans. Jordan learned that shit from people too. It's a trickle down effect. Like as much as people shit on George Mikan, it's a trickle down effect. And like I mean, I guess Bob Cousy when it comes to guards, but Bob Cousy to Oscar Robertson to Magic Johnson to Michael Jordan, like all these dudes trickle down. They learn from one another. I don't understand how people shit on the Niners like that,
man.
But
what pissed me off about that is, and you know how we feel about Kobe and all these youngsters, they repping on Kobe now, and I'm like, y'all wasn't even fucking old enough to remember Kobe in his heyday like that for y'all to be talking about Kobe. Like, I get it. You're going to give him his props, but, I mean, a lot of that shit hadn't came because people want praising Kobe like this before he died. And I'm like,
no.
For whatever y'all love about Kobe, he got that from Jordan. He's a carbon copy of Michael Jordan. So if you fuck with Kobe so much, you gotta fuck with Jordan.
Now, for the whole debate of the 90s, the trash thing, let's be clear. Today's game kind of hard to watch too, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. It is very. When I say you can call me an old nigga at this point because I'm about to be real with you, King. I don't know if you feel the same way. I ain't talked to you about this before, but it is very frustrating and hard to watch a fucking basketball game with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, motherfucker down by 4 points, and they shoot 5 3-pointers after getting 4 offensive rebounds. Like, oh my gosh, go to the fucking goal. Like, you're missing so many fucking 3-pointers. Then the other team goes down. You know what they fucking do? Shoot more 3-pointers, and they missing. I'm like, just like mid-range. Kevin Durant, this is appreciation to you right now, buddy. You, Kawhi Leonard, DeMar DeRozan, thank you. Because Steph Curry, you do it too. Sometimes you like, let me just take a step in or two, you know, and hit the mid-range. Brandon Ingram too. But just like the 90s don't shoot threes, today's game don't go to the goal. Both of these eras got their own shit. And this is why the 2000s is the best fucking decade. I don't understand. Like, you could just say the 2000s is the best. We got the best stars. We got the best drama. We got the best fights. Like we got the best competition.
And we give you a little bit of the dunks and the three-pointers. You get the best of the ball and the handles. You get
what are we talking about? If y'all want to see the 2000s the best championship rings, I've been saying it for years.
Like, come on, bro. Like, this is nothing new. Kobe the GOAT and the best era of basketball is 2000. Like, come on.
George fans, LeBron fans, 90s fans, today's fans, all y'all doing is dick riding us at the end of the day. Because we've been saying the 2000s the best, Kobe the best, Tim Duncan been slept on because he don't talk shit. You know, like, this is what we've been talking about. Now y'all want to prove it by showing Jordan don't have a bag. Now, okay, he does, but Kobe have a better bag. And like, then, oh, they don't shoot threes. Kobe shot threes. They don't go to the goal. Kobe went to the goal. That's all y'all saying. Like,
I can't even. It's that, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, but real shit. That's why 2000 the best. Like, today's game is why. Like, what the fuck? Like, go to the goal, bro. And then the Niners, it was like, this is kind of slow pace. Like, this is kind of jailhouse, especially watching these days.
But all that is LeBron fans at the end of the day trying to shit on the 90s just so they could uplift LeBron. And like, just if you feel LeBron the GOAT, just say LeBron the GOAT. You ain't got to shit on Michael Jordan.
I truly fucking hate the GOAT debate turned into insults. Like, y'all had both LeBron and Jordan have resumes to where y'all could actually just debate the fucking resumes. Y'all could debate peak versus longevity. You don't have to bring a motherfucker down. Because at the end of the day, you look stupid bringing people down like Jordan. Let me show you a low light of Jordan. Motherfucker, everybody know Jordan one of the greatest ever. Why would you do a low light? Because all that's going to do is create a low light for LeBron. In a low life for Kobe, in a low life for Victor Wembanyama. Like, you could do that all day.
My nigga, we lived through Kobe and Brian low lights. When are you listening on YouTube? I can tell you some Brian's low lights.
You're not proving nothing. These dudes are solidified as GOATs. You can't bring their status down. Like,
you know what's funny? Dumb. You know what's funny? They probably go out to dinner and be laughing like, stupid ass niggas, man. They compare my era to your era.
Like, if you don't think LeBron and Jordan talking behind the scenes, man, y'all sound crazy.
Just like, I ain't never knew Jordan and Kobe was close like that. I ain't find that shit out to the last day.
Most time you think Jordan is asshole to Kobe or something like that, and all of a sudden they on the phone every day. Like, man,
that's my little brother. What?
I thought he was cramping your style or something, old man. Like, yeah, tell us that.
I thought you was calling him Great Value Jordan. Hey, I did all that shit, little bitch. He did tell him, you can wear the shoes, bitch, but you can't fit them.
All right. You good with that little chop up about that?
Of course. Stop that shit, bro.
So, of course, Blizzard Blaze had to try to make it an episode or make it some type of top 10. I didn't do a top 10. It's more just I named players. Because they don't make no sense to rank them.
Right.
So, I'm going to make it fun. I wrote down 5 90s players who I think most people like to see in today's game. And I wrote down 5 of today's players that people like to see in strictly the 90s game. So, you know,
right.
I try to do it fun-wise. So, I did a point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and center of everyone. So, I'm gonna go with the obvious first. I'm gonna say, of course, we would have to want to see Jordan in today's game because it's the burning question that everybody wants. People want to see that more than they want to see Jesus sometimes. So Jordan in today's game, that's the obvious, all right? Okay.
He's not scoring 45 points a game.
Yeah, ignorant as fuck. I'm curious to see just how dominant he's going to be. That's all. I don't care. Like, he's not about the average 40. That makes no
he's
sense.
He's going to be dominant, but he's not going to be no more and not comparable, but no more dominant than what the fuck Luka doing or what Harden did. He's just going to be, we know he can score 36, 37 points a game. That's probably what he do. What to say? He can average 50? That's just dick ride, man.
If Jordan game translate, if he could put, like, this without saying he actually evolved his game. If you tell me you could take Jordan of the 80s and put him in today's game with all that mid-range shooting and he can average 40, the NBA shouldn't exist.
Right.
I'm playing now. Like that makes no logical sense. Like Jordan, he the first person.
Jordan,
I'm cheating on this one. I'm gonna put LeBron at the shooting guard, and I'm gonna say LeBron in the Niners, obviously, because that's another question that everybody bitch about. Oh, he all that crying ain't gonna work in the Niners. Okay, but it worked now, so that's why he cried.
Try to put Brian at like power forward or some shit.
I could see Brian playing. Yeah, you're right.
He had to be like one of those, like Charles Barkley was.
And the thing is, I don't know. I hate when people say he'll be soft in the Niners. Like, nah, he probably adapt to the shit. Like, oh, okay, we punch motherfuckers in the face. And he probably start punching motherfuckers in the face.
Like, I should have brought Draymond with me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he'll be a crybaby. I think because they cater to that shit, that's why he do it. But I don't know. All right, so those are the two obvious ones. And I cheated. I put LeBron at shooting guard. So let's move forward. Everything else legit. Which position you want to go with next? Pause. That's kind of crazy.
Small forward. That's what it sounds like.
Small forward. I put KD. Yes, over Kawhi. Yes, over anybody else. Yes, over Tatum. Who the fuck wants to see Tatum in the 90s? We won't see this slim motherfucker just shoot and dominate every small forward. Yes, I think he would be the best small forward in the 90s because Scottie Pippen probably couldn't stop KD. So,
no.
Not even, and as much people talk about Dennis Rodman, KD will give Dennis Rodman fucking problems. Unless he grab his ass, then I can see KD having an off game up that one.
He off him a spot in the NWO. You know how KD like jumping on stack teams.
Also, he can get his head right. Probably fuck KD game up there. Like, damn. Like, nah. I'm trying to get right, but he talking about how he can fill in the headlines and color and the shit, you know, fucking me up. But yeah, I think KD in the Niners would be fucking crazy.
KD in the Niners would be fucking ridiculous.
So before I give you my small forward, I wrote down.
KD is small forward, huh?
KD going to the Niners. So now I'm taking a Niners player and I'm putting them into today's game. Before I give you my answer, who would you pick?
Small forward. Grant
fucking boy, this dude came fucking mastermind.
Grant Hill will be fucking dominant.
Well, good knees. He gonna huh?
Grant Hill will be dominant. Grant Hill will be he will be Luka. He will be Luka.
I would love to see a prime good knee Grant Hill, especially on the Pistons. He'll be a star instantly because they ain't shit. So.
Yeah.
Oh man, his big head ass getting on court. Cade Cunningham sitting his bright eyed ass on the bench, watching how it get done. Grant Hill is a small forward. I think will be a wild player today. You know, he probably wouldn't be the best, but I think he'll be a fire ass player in today's game.
Any triple double threat you could think of right now, Grant Hill would be better than him right now.
I agree. All right. Where we at next?
Power forward.
I think it's obvious who I sent to the Niners.
Who?
From today's game? The power forward?
Giannis?
Of course. I mean, we technically seen it with Shaq, but Giannis is better passer and dribbler than Shaq.
How about Big Freaky? A skilled big man with athleticism like that can handle the ball.
That's a good one.
And the game not is fast paced, so he not gonna get injured like that.
Or tired.
Women, they let you do whatever they want. You ain't got Instagram. Oh my goodness, Big Freaky in the 90s, good lord.
Best kept secret, yeah.
He already dressed like he in the 90s. Just like how Brandon Mack was on the Wayans Brothers. Gonna marry my sister.
Oh, Marla. Man. Yeah, he was a girl, big brother.
Yeah. Give me Big Freak and the Niners. I don't even fuck what team he on.
You know what? You can have Zion. I did put Giannis. I thought Giannis would be nice, but now I just say Zion. You got me there. You got me. All right. Who you shipping over to today's game from the Niners?
I ain't gonna lie. Technically, I could go with Tim Duncan. You got drafted in 97.
That's a decent pick. I thought of somebody who would be a star in today's game.
KG?
Nah, I didn't consider him 90s. I know you drafted in the 90s, but, you know. I'm talking about the who's who in the 90s. And once 2000s hit, they wasn't, you know.
Barkley?
Charles fucking Barkley. Like you think Draymond a trip. Like, Charles Barkley probably just as fucking wild. And his game, stretch four. I mean, he was shitty at threes, but he shot the motherfuckers. And so it is what it is.
Not to fuck up your list, bro. Cause I know you worked hard in the short time that you had to put this list together.
Mm-hmm.
But do you really want to put Charles Barkley in today's game when betting is legal?
That's even better. Look, the NBA about drama. Like, look. He got burner account on
Twitter. He gonna be the new P. Rose.
Huh?
He gonna be the new P. Rose.
No. If you need an NBA bad guy, we talking about Charles Barkley getting on court, and we don't know if he's betting on this bitch or not. We like, oh, this guy fucking hell. He's shooting a bad shot. He like, I bet you bet on that shit, Chuck.
What the parlay is looking like, Chuck?
Yeah.
You just scored 55 last night. What's going on?
Chuck, I see your team lost, but you're smiling. Was there some kind of incentive going on?
What the
team didn't parlay. I mean, play. They didn't play good enough. some guys don't have a drive to walk out with millions after. I mean, walk with their head high.
Why you kept passing it to your point guard? All I needed him to score 20. I mean, he was open.
Yeah, I think Charles Barkley would be a star in this game. Like, hit like his round amount of rebound bullshit along with his personality, I thought that would have been dope. So, right. Charles Barkley to today's game.
All right. Center. All right, son. All right. Listen, I don't know who you got at center, but hear me out, bro. Hear me out before I... The obvious answer is David Robinson.
Boy, this dude a fucking pit. I thought you were going to say Hakeem.
Oh, no. Dream would be nice, but David Robinson can shoot three. He just didn't shoot three.
Wow. I didn't think he was going to be David Robinson. I really didn't.
But look, how about this? How about Elgastis? Not Elgastis, Sabonis, Big Sabonis.
You fucked it up already.
I was about to say. Hug you one of the kids, ladies and gentlemen. No, man. No. All right. Just because I already knew. I didn't even think about, Dream. I just instantly thought about Dean Robinson because his game was, like, so well-rounded.
Right, right.
And he could play defense. But a motherfucker like Rick Smith, how these skilled big men are nowadays, like Rick Smith and Elgaskis.
It's not going to be two skilled big men. Well, I guess Shaq going to make three. You know what? I like Sabonis, but you know what's crazy? People talk about the overseas Sabonis so much. I never saw it. So if we get the old... Oh, if you get the overseas Sabonis, then I think that'd probably be better. So I would go if the overseas Sabonis is who he say he is, then cool. Cause the Portland one, he was good, but he was slow.
Right.
And like everybody talk about how he was a shell of himself by the time he got to the NBA. So it's like, all right, well, you actually saw highlights from him back in the G? In the overseas,
I saw, I did see because he wore, I forgot the team he played for, but I think they wore stripes or some shit overseas. I remember seeing him play. I don't know if it was the Olympics or not. But yeah, it was Joker and all that other shit, basically. But yeah, the Admiral.
I was shocked. All right, so who we sending to the Niners?
Far as center?
Yeah.
Win the Bengal.
Yeah, I want with Embiid.
Embiid is, yeah.
I could see Embiid getting down with Patrick Ewing, telling him to suck it, you know? That's crazy, but you get what I'm saying. You know, trying like him and Hakeem going at it on some, you know.
We already saw him and Charles Barkley in the portal.
Exactly. Yeah, they have more centers like Alonzo Mourning, Young Shaq, you know. Imagine a Bulls seeing that. Imagine a Bulls seeing Embiid
and Dream would be neck and neck.
I'm just thinking, like, would the Niners be the same if Embiid was in that era? Like, I get he had his playoff woes, but I would love to see that. But I ain't gonna say nothing too crazy. I say, could Jordan really beat Embiid in Philly? But I ain't gonna go too far.
I gotta get back to work. Huh? I said yeah, because I gotta get back to work.
All right, let's kill it. Last one, point guard. Where you want to go first with this?
Penny.
Damn. Okay. Obviously. I guess it was out of the shit. But
you can't call no other point guard but Penny.
Yeah, Penny. You know, good leg, Penny. If we had good leg, Penny in today's game, we'll get. I don't know, an elite point guard. I can't see. We'll get Luka.
Luka, Shea, LaMelo.
Exactly.
And he had a bag. He had a deeper bag than well. I don't know. Luka got a deep bag.
Yeah.
But Penny's bag was pretty deep.
Yeah, I'll definitely go.
Penny still got that spin move to the jump shot. I ain't never saw nobody else do.
And to kill everything, who we send it to the Niners?
Luka.
You send Luka? I ain't saying Luka.
Luka or Steph?
Really? I went with Ja Russ.
Yeah, he'll fit. They'll definitely fit the Niners.
Yeah, and like I said, I went with people who will fit in the era.
Oh, yeah. So. Russ would be ridiculous in the Niners.
Hey, I'm not even sure Jordan would be his biggest asshole if Russ was in the Niners. Russ, don't go.
Russ, man.
Like, you know, little baby, like, you know, like, and it's like, damn, the score 2-0. Russ, what the fuck you barking at me for? You know what I mean? You know, I gotta see that in the 90s. Yeah, I gotta see it. I gotta see him in the 90s. Yeah. You know?
Russ, mad as a motherfucker.
Hey, shout out to Ja, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hey, that gunplay was different in the 90s, though. We weren't tripping in the 90s.
Hey,
who you play for? Don't it don't even matter, big dog. Here, hold on to that one. Yeah. It worked. You good. You know. Yeah, I sent both Ja and Russ. But that's my 10 players who I sent. I switch out Penny, Jordan, Grant Hill, Charles Barkley, David Robinson. Ja, Russ, LeBron, KD, Giannis, Embiid. I fuck with the Zion pick too. Yeah, we'll switch them dudes out. That's it.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, well, shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to Bobby Sean Love. Shout out to the We Done with the 90s movement. Give a fuck. Like the 2000s, we've been preaching the 2000s been better for the longest. Y'all, shut that shit up. Oh, lastly, shout out to Ben Simmons. Don't come back. Like, I'm over it. The comeback story, this comeback story ain't going to be good. It's not. You're not Derrick Rose.
I've never seen somebody get out of work like that. Even
I've never seen a more deadlier pass in my fucking life. The dude life haven't been straight since that pass. It's
since like, that pass. Look, that might have been the worst pass in NBA history for
We're gonna have to do two documentaries one day when we get big. One gonna be on how impactful Draymond punch is and how impactful Ben Simmons pass is. Cause they take risks. Like I never seen them take people careers like it did just outside those two. Injury's probably number three after that. But yeah, you gotta get yourself back to work. Shout out to y'all listening, shout out to by Sean Love, shout out about it, just you know, shout out to shouting out. Hey, we'll have to go through the links. All the links in the description, all the links up there. Y'all follow the fucking channel, subscribe. Kim, you got anything to say?
We done with the 90s.
There it is. God bless. Be smart. Stop hating. Stop bitching. Be smart. Keem, send them home or to work. It's still early.
Hug your wife and kids and get y'all asses up and go to work because I'm doing it.
There it is. I know I got it.
That's all I got.
I got off the air now and then. So, heavy basketball.
Shout out to all these.